What an exciting game last night. Wolves beat the Knicks 112 to 110. Joining us now is Wolves Chief Operating Officer Ryan Tanke. Good morning, Ryan. I'm sure you were on the edge of your seat like we all were last night.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me on. What an awesome game, and certainly a lot more fun coming on with you after a great win like that.
It's so fun to watch this team. What's it been like for you guys this season? These Wolves, our Wolves are in each of these games, and you feel like we have a chance against even the toughest teams.
You know what? It's a blast, and you have to go back almost 2 years ago now. We made the trade for D'Angelo Russell. The season got cut short during the pandemic that year, and then last year, for the most part, we played without fans. So to come back this season to Target Center and, you know, have our fans come back the way they have, and the energy that they've brought into our building every night, it's just it's been a lot of fun. And you're right, the team's just been a lot of fun to cheer for.
And talk about that atmosphere at Target Center. I've been to some games this season, and it's just really fun. The fans are really responding to this team.
They are. I think last year, Anthony Edwards' rookie season, playing in front of essentially no fans. And so there was a little bit of just pent-up interest and excitement, I think, to see him live. And certainly the energy when he does what he does has been palpable. But, you know, and then winning helps a lot. And, you know, we've really competed well at home. So we sit here today. You know, I looked this morning, we're seventh place in the Western Conference standings. So the team is, you know, by all accounts, you know, competing at a really good clip right now, a little over halfway through the season.
Vaccine mandates start in Minneapolis and St. Paul today for restaurants. We got a little bit of a time for it to take into effect for Target Center. Can you tell us when it's going to affect Target Center and how it'll work for fans when they come into a Wolves game?
Yeah, great question. And our game, we've got a little bit of a ramp up. We do play at home this Sunday against the Brooklyn Nets, so a much anticipated and exciting team for fans that everybody's looking forward to. There is a mask mandate that the city has in place, and has been in place, and so that'll continue through this weekend's game. And then the vaccine mandate really for us takes effect on Sunday the 30th. We've got another great opponent with the Utah Jazz, and so all fans 5 and older will be required to show a proof of vaccination or a negative test to enter.
What's the process going to be like? Because you already have to go through the metal detectors and that type of thing. Have you got the process down for how it'll work? Will we show our vaccine mandate first, or are you still working on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and certainly, you know, as we have from the get-go and even back to last season, you know, supporting all, you know, health requirements that are in place to keep people safe. And operationally, it obviously creates a challenge, which is to the heart of your question. And you know, we're working through. It's going to require more staff, Anita. You know, we're going to have to go in, you know, and as you know, well documented staffing challenges that you know every place seems to have right now. We're going to have to go and hire additional staff, and I think it'll just be an additional layer for people going in, so that you know the goal is to get people in safely, smoothly. Important to note, we are going to open doors for all remaining home games 30 minutes earlier. And so doors will open for all games 90 minutes before tip-off. And so just an option so that people can come down a little bit earlier and, you know, seamlessly get into the building.
That's a good recommendation. So what are you looking forward to now as the season continues and as we look ahead? Just so many, they're playing tonight, they'll be at Atlanta. Just so many exciting games that these Wolves have been involved with. Just really fun team to watch.
You know what, I feel great for our fans, and it's been a long time where, you know, short of just one season over the last, you know, 15 years plus, that we've had games that are really meaningful and relevant as you get into the months of February, March, and April. And, you know, to know that every game right now, you know, there's playoff implications and there's, you know, there's energy around the outcome. It's just, I feel really good for our fans with, you know, with just under half the season remaining, every game becomes a big game, and that's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
It's 8:25. We're talking with Timberwolves Chief Operating Officer Ryan Tanke. All-Star game coming up. How do we vote for our favorite Timberwolves?
Yes, currently Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns are both in the top 10 in Western Conference voting. And so All-Star voting goes through this Saturday. So you can do so on Timberwolves.com or engaging on any of our social channels as well through there. So I'm glad you asked. Please do go in and let's help push these guys to the All-Star game in Cleveland.
They certainly deserve it. So are there still good seats left with all the fans filling the stands, good seats left for remaining games, and how can we get them?
Yeah, absolutely. We have got just an awesome slate of games, six games before the All-Star break, four against really great Western Conference opponents that are going to be meaningful in the playoff standings. So certainly we want to create a home court advantage for this team. Tickets are available at Timberwolves.com. Great seats available. Timberwolves.com is the only place to buy authentic Timberwolves tickets. So encourage everybody to go and help us pack Target Center down the stretch.
It definitely is a fun evening when you go. Thank you so much, Wolves Chief Operating Officer Ryan Tanke, for joining us. Hope you'll join us again, too. We appreciate
it. Absolutely. No, thanks for having me on.